This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: whose prayers are accepted by Allah and whose prayers are not accepted. Now, dear listeners, it is possible for an act to be proper, but not accepted. For example, like a sellable item without a buyer. Now, in the ahadith, the traditions, the prayers of some individuals have been considered unacceptable because of various reasons. Some of these reasons are as follows. For example, those people who are indifferent to prayers. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, says, "The prayer of those who are indifferent to the barefooted and displaced people of the society are not accepted." So here we find that those people who don't care, they're indifferent, they're not worried about the poor people, the displaced people, the underprivileged people of society, their prayer is not accepted. Another is those who live on unlawful, haram, earnings. The Holy Prophet Muhammad says, "The prayer of those who live on haram, unlawful earnings, is like constructing castles on sand." So again here, one who has haram earnings, whether it is through interest or it is through the selling of haram products like alcohol or drugs, or whether it's related to haram actions, a casino or gambling or lying or cheating, or these haram earnings invalidate our prayer. Like constructing a castle upon sand, it will never remain. And another one, those who are unmindful of their duties. The Messenger of Allah says, "The prayer of a wife who enjoys the income of her husband but does not discharge her divine obligations is not accepted." And of course, vice versa. The prayer of a wife who does not discharge her divine obligations and the prayers of a husband who does not discharge divine obligations, their prayers are not accepted. And another one, those who do not pay the zakat, the poor rate. Now, in most instances, the payment of the zakat has been mentioned in the Holy Quran alongside the establishment of prayer. And it has been stated in many traditions that the prayer of those who do not give their zakat or their khums will not be accepted. And finally, along these lines, one day the Messenger of Allah entered the mosque and asked 9 people to leave the mosque because they did not pay zakat. He then offered his prayers. And so, yes, a relationship with Allah must be built upon a relationship with the deprived. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajab Ali.
You know, one of the best things that Islam has that no other religion has been able to maintain is prayer. And one of the most profound characters of the prayer of the Muslims is the unity factor and the factor of not seeing one individual higher than the other on the economic strata. Meaning a king and a slave could both be praying, and when they go into submission to God, you would not know the difference. When they're standing, they're bowing, or in other words, genuflecting and bowing, you will not see any difference between the two, which is exactly what God wants us to understand, that status to God is the one who's submissive. Quran says, "Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum." The most honorable to God is one who is God conscious, one who submits to the prescriptions of God from a moral position. And you find that today in the world, among all great religions, you'll find that unfortunately, the major Abrahamic faiths, you find that prayer is very, very low within those communities, especially when it comes to public praying. And certainly, as far as the quantity of prayer is concerned, the 5 daily prayers, I don't think anybody is able to trump that against the Muslims. And what that has done is that it has kept the flag of Islam practically and pragmatically to be prevalent in the world as a great moral resource for human progression.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We were talking about people whose prayers are not accepted by Allah. We talked about husbands and wives who don't fulfill their divine religious obligations, people who don't pay the poor rate and the zakat and the homes, people who have haram earnings, and people who are unconcerned about the deprived and underprivileged in their societies. These people's prayers are not accepted. Another one, those who are lazy, careless, sluggish in their prayer. For example, in Bihar al-Anwar, volume number 84, page 253 and 258, we find that the prayer of one who is impious or does not perform his ruku, his kneeling down, or his sujood, his prostration properly, because of laziness or sluggishness or just not wanting to do the prayer, this prayer is not accepted. And also the prayers of those who are haqin wa haqib. Now, you must be wondering what haqin wa haqib means. It refers to a person who holds his urine or his feces, and in doing so exerts pressure on himself and experiences physical stress. And so a person who does this, in addition to being harmful to their health, this practice disrupts one's concentration in prayer. And so not only in regular circumstances is this prohibited, but especially during the prayer where we think, okay, I will not go to the bathroom, I will pray very quickly and then I will go to the bathroom, this prayer is not accepted, as the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, the prayer of such a person is not accepted. And one last one, those who are unacceptable prayer leaders. Sometimes it is possible that the people do not accept the prayer leader in a mosque, and for selfish reasons, he refuses to leave the mosque or his position. Such a case will naturally lead to quarrels and disruptions in the congregational prayers. And so it is stated in traditions that the congregational prayer of such a person is considered unacceptable.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of Foresight coming to you from IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Thankful. Please stay with me. My God, my thanksgiving is small before your great boons, and my praise and new spreading shrink beside your generosity toward me. Your favors have wrapped me in the robes of the lights of faith, and the gentlenesses of your goodness have let down over me delicate curtains of might. Your kindnesses have colored me with colors not to be moved, and adorned me with neck rings not to be broken. Your boons are abundant. My tongue is too weak to count them. Your favors are many. My understanding falls short of grasping them, not to speak of exhausting them. So how can I achieve thanksgiving? For my thanking you requires thanksgiving. Whenever I say, to you belongs praise, it becomes thereby incumbent upon me to say, to you belongs praise.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. لبيك لك لبيك إلا